And it's time now for music.
She cries your name three times again.
In the late 90s, Beth Orton set the music world buzzing with her singular sound, part folk, part electronica. But 6 years ago, she found herself at a life-changing juncture, pregnant with her first child and dropped from her recording label. She gave serious thought to leaving the industry altogether. And then Beth Orton started over. She began studying under one of Britain's premier folk guitarists, and that lit a fire under her once more. Now she's delivered perhaps the most critically acclaimed album of her career. It's called Sugaring Season.
Sugaring Season is the season when you tap the trees for sugar that turns into maple syrup, and it's a word that I've married someone from Vermont, so it's an expression that I kept hearing, and I was like, what is that? That's just so beautiful. And I like the idea that it's very, very first murmurings of spring, and you know, sometimes you can smell that spring in the air even though it's the dead of winter. You just get that vague glimpse of it, and there's that sense of hope that it brings. And I just thought, all in all, it just creates this wonderful sort of imagery of writing songs. It's for me, it's like, you know, it takes a lot of experience to make a little bit of sugar, and these songs these songs are my little bit of sugar, I think.
It's here before we notice it, and I'll be here. If I push your air away, well, let me be the fastest in that. Oh, I've seen the light, it's in the harbor. Come on, pull me up the faster, back to the self-same day.
And I love it that you brought up your husband here. You're recently married, you have a child together, and that's Sam Amidon.
Yes.
And I'd like to ask you how you did use the time that you took away from touring and performing before this this record.
Yeah, I mean, I had my daughter Nancy, and then I kind of reconsidered whether I wanted to, I don't know, whether it was really something to continue with a child, you know. And then around that time, I met Bert Jansch, and I started working with him. Pretty much when I found out I was pregnant at 5.5 months, I stopped touring, and I just kind of ended up giving myself over to Bert, really. And I spent the next couple of years, you know, working with him, spending time at his house, learning about guitar, learning to sing with him. And I think, for me, that was quite satisfying.
Beth, Bert Jansch died about a year ago. Do you hear his influence on this record?
I do hear his influence on the record. In the most sort of basic way, he opened my mind to the ideas of open tunings and so on and so forth.
Which is what? Explain, please, what that is.
Well, it's like just messing around playing and just finding different tunings on the guitar, basically. And I mean, that's something else that, you know, Joni Mitchell's always done. She was always like messing around with tunings, making up her own tunings. And I think it became part of this idea of, like, how essential is it? Is this just another noise, or is this something beautiful? The purest part of myself came out. So I learned to sort of embrace my individuality, and if that meant writing a song on one chord over and over again, then that's what I do, you know? And I love that kind of, like, meditative quality of just kind of the repetition.
Which cut on this CD would you sort of say exemplifies that?
Magpie, definitely.
First
I
one.
Mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, essentially when I just started, you know, playing that round and round and round and round and round, for me it's like a mantra. It's like there's a mantra quality to it.
Magpie, magpie, yes, I'm here watching the world go by. I wonder, do you have a question, why? Oh, crow, crow, I'm sitting here wondering what you know. You see more of the day than I could dream.
You went to Thailand as a younger woman, right?
For, yeah.
Could you tell us about that, for a kind of meditative time, as you were speaking of?
Yeah, well, when I was 19, my mum passed away very suddenly. She got cancer, and she died very suddenly, over a week. And I nursed her, and a huge thing in my life, very proud of that experience. I know it's a funny word to use, but it was actually one of the most amazing experiences of my entire life. Nursing someone who's dying was an absolute privilege. And when she died, she left us all £2,000 each, and it was a bit like a fable, you know, what did we do with our money? And I bought a ticket to Thailand with some friends, and then we all kind of peeled off, and me and this girl, she was like, I know of this place we could go and meditate. And I was like, meditation, what's that? Like, didn't know what she was talking about. Anyway, I went because it sounded like a laugh. After a while, I just opened up to it. It was like, you know, it was living in a monastery with nuns and monks, like, you know, and it meant eating food from 5 till midday and then fasting for the rest of the day. It meant we started meditating 15 minutes a day, walking and sitting, and it would then go up to half an hour, and then it went up to an hour walking and an hour sitting, and then it went up to basically 14 hours a day of meditation. I wasn't very well when I went there, and it was just extraordinary what happened. I went in, I was on steroids, I stopped all medication, stuff like that. I mean, it was just bizarre.
Do you use any of this today in your work, would you say?
Well, the strangest thing is it was one of the most profound experiences of my life, and I left there and I never meditated again. I was like, oh, well, I mean, I could go do anything now. I can do anything, you know. Get my heart broken, I'll just meditate it away, it'll be fine. And then I started to play guitar and it became much more natural. And I think what happened was the discipline and the focus that I learned in the monastery became the same discipline and focus that I write with.
Blow them stars up just like candles. She'll conduct the clouds to move a certain angle.
Beth Orton, you have gotten just lovely reviews. I mean, some of the best that you've ever had. And that's just got to feel so good, especially, you know, talking to Bonnie Raitt earlier this year, especially when one has stepped away for a while, as she also did. For personal reasons.
I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and she's an actress, and I know that when you make films or stuff, it's more of a team, but this was a team effort, you know. It's like, it was such an amazing band, such an amazing producer, and such a wonderful coming together of timing and people and falling into place. And so I do feel just so grateful for all of that. To hear what people are saying, and they're reflecting pretty much my experience of making this record, is really nice.
That's Beth Orton. Her new album is called Sugaring Season. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.